From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concerns about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. Sean Spicer is the president's spokesman.
These are important meetings regarding the president's agenda to improve the quality of lives for both people of Mexico and the United States, by combating drug traffickers and finding ways to bolster both our economies through a broader relationship that promotes commerce and legal immigration.
President Trump has displeased Mexicans by placing heavy blame on Mexico for America's immigration problems and planning to build a wall along the nation's common border with the U.S. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said Wednesday he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks.
I'm not expecting a breakthrough, but I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
He made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns that 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community steps in to prevent it.
Unless we act now, it is only a matter of time until it affects other areas and other countries. We are facing a tragedy. We must avoid it becoming a catastrophe.
The UN has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeastern part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months. An interest rate hike may come fairly soon. That's according to notes from the most recent meeting of the top officials of the U.S. Central Bank. Officials raise interest rates to cool the economy. This is VOA News. The Trump administration moved Wednesday to revoke an Obama administration guideline mandating schools across the country to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of their chosen sex. The administration says the matter should be left up to the individual states to decide. Anti-bullying provisions in the guidelines are being retained. American Indian protesters trying to stop the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota burned an encampment where they were living. One woman suffered burns. About 10 activists were arrested when they refused to honor a 2 p.m. deadline to leave. The pipeline is almost complete except for a segment running under a lake on territory the Indians believe is sacred. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials.
Unfortunately, the budget that we're inheriting, essentially inheriting, is a mess. The finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up.
The president said, quoting now, we must do a lot more with less. Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of the Earth, and are situated in a way that makes water possible on their surfaces. Thomas Sabruchin is with NASA.
Three of these planets, marked in green, are in the habitable zone, where liquid water can pool on the surface. In fact, with the right atmospheric conditions, there could be water on any of these planets.
Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. A court in South Africa has ruled against a government plan to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. It ruled Wednesday that the plan is unconstitutional because Parliament was not consulted before the notice of withdrawal was filed. The South African court has asked the government to revoke its notice of withdrawal. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony where he pledged to begin stabilizing the country. He warned that that process will take many years. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, took the oath of office in Mogadishu. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Donald Tsang, the Chinese territory's former chief executive, to 20 months in prison on charges of official misconduct. The 72-year-old Tsang was found guilty last week of failing to disclose negotiations to lease an apartment from a major investor in a company seeking a license from the government. The conviction sullies a long and otherwise distinguished public service career for Tsang. The territory, Hong Kong, with a reputation of clean governance, has been shaken over a string of public corruption cases in recent years. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.